Like, I don't know if I ever mentioned that I watched the original Godzilla movie. I think mm-hmm. I did, because it was on...
Oh, the Japanese one or the American one?
See, I started watching the American one and shit. So I went to watch the actual proper Gojira. Which is pretty good.
Oh, yeah, I've never
that
seen...
That fucking theme, though, because it was in some rap song. All I just think about is, like, MTV Cribs.
So what's the theme though?
Like, it goes... Bum, 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 bum.
I didn't know that was Godzilla.
That's a fucking daddy movie.
It's in a Pathway to Death song.
But in the rap song, it's like. That's
Pathway to Death.
Is it?
Yeah, because it was in Charlie's Angels. Sam Rockwell dances to it.
We've hit a new low.
I remember.
Oh, Joey loves Sam Rockwell.
It's true. I do.
Also, that was fun to do.
Is that going to count as the theme song for this week?
No.
It's better than our theme song we have now.
I like our theme song. Stop slagging us off!
Let's probably update that.
We'll replace you. We'll replace you with Ali.
We do it like that Jamaican style, where we're like, oh, welcome to a Harold is it's the podcast, it's all with you, we come out of the and we get to the go, and then we go to the court, the thing in the mall.
No, do Chris Jericho.
Oh, Chris
Jericho. Think Harold lives with Chris Jericho.
No, Jericho. I'd just be like, yeah, it's podcast. We're going to be podcasting, we're going to be talking about things, and then we're going to have some fun people!
Swallow this.
I love Jericho's podcast. He's just crazy. He gets progressively louder and louder, and then he'll just launch into a song mid thought.
He loves his classic metal.
He does, bless him.
But it was a bit of Judas Priest and stuff. Richard, did you see Guardians of the Galaxy?
I did! Actually, yeah, you weren't here.
We've all seen a movie that came out this week.
Oh my god, maybe recent again, yeah. I don't think I'm going to see Boyhood in cinema, though.
You suck.
That's okay.
It's not okay.
I really want to see it, but it's only...
It's not okay.
I've been working too many nights.
It's not okay. And now... Okay!
It's like the Gremlins version.
It kind of is!
You watch out, you varmint. Bang.
Yeah, it was a good movie.
Yeah,
was
really
some people
good.
Really mad about that movie.
I don't understand.
I told you
mad.
That.
No. I've seen other people like I've been.
Do you guys say all the way to the end of the credits?
Of course.
Yeah.
Because I heard
it's great.
That's a great piece.
I yelled something out in the cinema as that was happening, completely by accident, because I was so surprised at what I'd just seen.
Probably have to put this out too, but you know the way there's like the little Groot dancing at the end?
Mm.
Yeah.
The guy who was he a year or two behind me in college or in university in Wales? He works for a company and he did the motion capture for that.
That's so cool!
And knowing that, knowing him, it is so his dance moves.
Oh, that's so cool!
It's Sony in England.
I don't know who it was. There's a ton of companies. But I thought that was cool. And like, I love James Gunn in general as a rule.
Yeah, I
love him.
As like, you know, I even caught the Lloyd Kaufman cameo, which I was so impressed.
Did you catch Laura Ortiz?
I didn't realize it was her until I saw the credits.
I was like, so familiar. And then something she did, it just in my head was like, you suck for what you did to Han Solo.
So which one was she?
She's the slave girl.
But which one? The one who like, go grab
the girl?
Yeah. The main girl, yeah.
Okay, so not the one who's in the cage.
No, the other one.
Right. So there was a ton of shit hidden in that scene.
Rob Zombie was also in
it. They're in the background in one of the collector's cages is one of the slugs from Slither.
Oh, that's so awesome.
I haven't seen Slither in so long. I might watch it today actually.
It's good if it's on Netflix.
I think it is on Netflix. But I always get confused with Splinter.
Splinter, yeah.
What I have Splinter on the DVR.
That's on Netflix as well.
Yeah. Maybe it's that that's on Netflix.
Oh, Leonardo San.
Great, I'll tell you.
That's Splinter.
That was a bad bet. Stop trying to be topical with your teenage Ninja Turtles.
Shredder killed
my
Shredder!
What's it, that line from
you
the
do
second
Shredder
one? Where it's like,
that's my Mako impression. Rest in peace, Mako. If you've ever watched a cartoon where there's an elderly Asian man
who
sounds like this, That would make a great voice actor.
You know what in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2? They're like, you know, in April O'Neil's apartment, and they go, "Where's Splinter?" And he just pops into the window and goes, "I have been coming to a conclusion."
I'm pretty sure that was Mecha. There's... it was like...
Wait, Slither isn't on there?
No.
I think it involves the N-word, but there's... there's some videos on YouTube that are the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, but they're all like...
You don't have Slither, do you?
No. They're all like real gangsta. They're like, "Oh, yo!" It's like dubbed over again.
Yeah.
It's really funny. It's also kind of racist. So.
That's come out in America this week.
Yeah, so it has. And apparently it's really soulless and horrible.
Yeah, which is
a shame. Like zero fanfare for that.
It's taking itself way too seriously, or so I heard.
I'm looking forward to it in a way, but like again, that's because I grew up with the Turtles like everyone.
But Will Arnett is in it. I love Will Arnett.
I already had like a really great Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie come out, so.
Which was that?
TMNT.
TMNT.
Hell yeah.
I haven't seen it.
Loved it.
It's really good. It's one of those ones that was kind of like, okay, it's set after Turtles 2.
Oh, okay.
There's a bit, like, and Leonardo has, like, run off to find himself.
Wait, when you were a kid, who was your favourite? Because I had a teddy who was my favourite, and my cousin had his teddy, and he was his favourite.
I like Michelangelo.
Me too!
I also like Raph.
I think that's either Raph or Leonardo.
Was Raph not the horrible one?
Raph was the mean
one. He's the sarcastic one.
No, then Donnie was my favourite.
He was cruel but crude.
No, then.
What, Donnie?
Cruel but crude, sorry.
Donnie was my favourite then.
Because
I thought he was mean.
Yeah. We've been over this before, Joey. Donnie does machines. Not does, but shit, don't be gross.
Yeah, don't be gross, Richard.
Yeah, like, Leonardo's run off to go find himself. They're not allowed to fight crime on the streets anymore. Splinter's forbid them. So, like, Mikey is doing, like, some stupid fucking party clown shit to make money. And, like, Raphael is secretly a vigilante and all this crazy stuff. It's really good.
Actually, while we're mentioning Turtles... I saw, you know the way there's the people who do, what do you call it, cosplay, where they dress up in the costumes and things?
Costume.
Yeah, so people who, like, have a career of it where they go to shows or, like...
To make money? Can we do that?
The Comic-Con thing and
people
all.
People do that, yeah.
Can we do that to make money?
Jessica,
but I saw some pictures.
So I need fake boobs, is what you're saying?
I was going to say, fake boobs are a real good costume, and she's both, so...
Anyway,
I
saw one with the Turtles. I think it was Leonardo. And I tell you, Leonardo, he has some mental problems these days.
Why?
Whatever was wrong with the costume, he just had a very kind of look on his face.
Oh my god, that's really sad.
Okay, I'm gonna cut that in.
R.I.P. Leo. That sounded like R.I.P. Leo, which is not a word.
R.I.P. Leo.
R.I.P. Leo.
R.I.P. Leo. Hey, why don't you R.I.P. Leo?
That's also racist. Racist class. So, do you see the video I showed you? The Rock with the turtle. He's in Florida, which is where our turtles are from. Shout out to their home state.
And now they're in Ireland.
They're Irish.
They didn't literally come from Florida, but that's where they're from.
So.
But he was like on the side of the road and he's like, "Oh, we're living in Florida. Like, you gotta get out of the way. You gotta get out of the way." And then he moved the camera to like this big, not fully grown, but almost fully grown yellow belly just hanging out on the side of the road being like, "Hmm." And then he put on like a little turtle voice and went, "Leave me the fuck alone." It was so good. I love The Rock.
It was like two of your most favorite things.
It was. It really was.
Recently? Oh no, Hercules. I haven't seen that yet. So.
I saw it. For The Rock.
Hercules. Was it for The Rock in the end?
No, there was not enough of The Rock. No, I love The Rock, so I'll watch him in anything, but it was not terribly entertaining.
Yeah.
There was no like dirty sex scene like in 300 where you see like the boobs, you know.
It's Hercules. They didn't go Conan the Barbarian on it.
No. Do you know what?
It's a shame because I love Conan. That's such a violent movie.
It is, but that is like a softcore porno without a doubt.
Well, there are tits in that movie, yes.
There's tits and sex in that movie. I remember watching that when I was like 13 or whatever, going like, "What the heck?"
He fucks that witch.
Mommy,
and then
what's wrong with
goes
that
off
lady?
Crazy and he throws her in the fire. It's awesome. I love that movie.
When I went to the
Destroyer, very bad movie.
When I went to the cinema Friday night to see The Inbetweeners 2,
yeah.
I saw a trailer for Adam Wingard's The Guest, which is showing at Fright Fest, and it was really intriguing. Like, the whole trailer was like, you know, they kind of look, there's something familiar about this shooting style. It's like, what is this?
Our guest, be our guest.
Yeah.
Made from real gorilla chest. Wait, hold on, I'm mixing stuff up.
Let's
here.
See my chest. Or see my vest.
See my chest.
Who? Portal cast.
Yeah, someone who's familiar with the shooting style?
Yes, and then it got the end, it was like Adam Wingard. I was like, ah, I love Adam Wingard and Simon Barrett.
I did love your next teleporter.
Yeah, I'm really excited for it too. And they're going to be there, so we get to meet them. Yay.
Ooh. Yeah, we're going to meet so many people. So we know what we're doing this year. We're going to be like, yo, bitches, get out of our way.
Yeah, we're going to be like, you remember us? We're Irish.
So Adam Wingard's movies are basically, there's someone in my house and I don't want them to be in my house.
No. Yes.
To an extent.
So he just doesn't want to leave his house. He's a real lazy filmmaker.
But come on,
he's a
his
crazy
part,
person in my house and I can't get
his part in VHS 2 was so good with the camera eye, that was cool.
Oh no.
Have you ever had someone like
that? It was
alright. I watched that again the other day.
Actually. It was clever.
My favourite part of that is still the cult part.
It
no
is the best
doubt.
One without a doubt, yeah.
Have you ever had someone like that in your house? Like at the end of a party or something, you're like, yeah.
You mean like Pinglish?
You have to go. I was trying not to name names. Dumperod.
I'm sorry, but Pinglish isn't a real name. It's not like anyone's going to track him down and kill him.
What?
If you do, Harlow deserves the right to sue you.
Yeah, you tell him.
Yeah, that was funny, Joe.
Tell him, Steve Dave.
We reserve the right to sue you. Comedy gold.
Intro.
What? Intro. Okay. I already did that. I did that. This is Ireland! The podcast that you. And it's a bit of a prison! No? You don't like that?
What are you doing? Leave the rock alone.
You spit up on the table.
Joy does this bit! Joy does this bit! It goes on the table and I love this bit!
Yes. Anyway,
okay.
Welcome.
Spits it up on the table.
This is very Sesame Street.
Why don't you do a proper intro?
I like to move and move it.
I think that's as good as we're getting. Okay.
You like to move it.
Okay, anyway, here we are.
I'm gonna have a sword chart tomorrow.
So, Joey, and news. What's new with the world of Joey?
This week...
What's wrong with the world today? Other people living in the world today.
What are you even doing?
What?
You can tell you just had, like, sugar or energy drinks. Half an hour, like, I hate you guys.
Yeah.
No? Didn't biscuit?
Yeah, I got it. Anyway, this week...
I know what you want to hate me. No one know what you want to hate me.
This week, I reviewed Sharknado 2, which we will talk about a little bit later for GorePress. I did Raw
what was
for...
It? No, say the full title.
Sharknado 2, the second one.
There we go.
Is that an actual title?
That's yeah. Title. And I have Roger I have Roger Corman on Facebook, and when he was doing Sharktopus versus Terracuda... He put up all these different taglines and we had to vote on which one you wanted and it turned out to be a love story. Anyway, I did
still
that.
Still not
I,
as good as House 2, the second story.
Yeah, that's
so good. It's
so good. The film sucks.
I've heard it's a bad book.
It is so bad.
That fucking tagline, so good. Because, you know, the second story.
I get it.
Yeah.
So
it's a good point. I appreciate a good point.
So I also recapped Raw for Gorilla Press like I always do. Thank you to the marks who read it and messaged me asking if I was a man again. every week, I am a man.
She's transitioning.
No need to get worried, I'm just a man, it's okay to like what I write. So,
Joey's voice just sounds like that.
I did that, I also did a little piece on all the little wrestler sprites that Peter has done.
Sprites? Where are you from?
Peter has done for us thus far, which are really cute.
What's your favorite? Do you have a favorite?
My favorite is Chris Jericho.
Your favorite?
That's
like
just
the,
such a perfect
that's
one.
That's like the worst one I've done.
No,
aside
it's
from
not.
John Cena. I think John Cena was the worst one I did.
I like John Cena.
John Cena is just his arm going, blah, 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 you guys are great.
I love the Chris Jericho one. It's
my
just
favorite,
the jacket and everything is just perfect.
My favorite is still the first one I did.
Which is?
The Daniel Bryan one.
Oh yeah, that was the first one. Anyway,
done
so I did
completely
that.
Independent of...
And then for... UK horror scene, I did the fourth installment in my remake Rumble, which was
Remake Rumble.
Oh, you mean Originals versus Remake?
No.
Remakes
versus Rumble. No, I don't mean that. I mean the remake Rumble, which is what it's called.
The Royal Remake.
Anyway.
Over the top battle. Right, wait.
You're losing it.
So I did that on A Nightmare on Elm Street, which is really fun, and I got lots of really great feedback on it, actually.
Oh, that's why you're watching that fucking movie.
Yeah. A lot of people, though, told me they read it to make sure I chose the right one. I was like, what? On what planet would I ever choose the remake?
I don't know. You saw that picture that I posted of Robert Englund, and he had that placard that said that
he loved the remake, yeah.
So. Well, that can't be true.
Yeah.
That's gonna be one of the things where you see a celebrity holding a piece of paper. And someone's photoshopped in something over what they actually might have had.
Yeah, duh, Richard.
You see that all the time.
It was me photoshopping it in over it.
Did I miss a joke? I'm lame.
That's what I did this week. It was a very busy week. And then next week I'll have to do Horror Icon for Truly Disturbing. And I haven't decided who I'm going to do yet. It is Richard.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to have to
do... your face.
Oh!
We've only got like 2 weeks, less than 2 weeks till Fright Fest.
Boom.
So I have to start preparing for that.
Yeah,
I'm thinking about what I'm going to say.
Busy week before Fright Fest as well.
Fright Fest, the week before Fright Fest is going to be really busy too because SummerSlam is next Sunday. So I'll be covering SummerSlam Tuesday, I'll be covering Raw on Wednesday, and then we go to Fright Fest on Thursday.
You know what's going to be really cool? Because we're so close to the actual venue.
Yeah.
If like you decide you're wrecked and don't want to see a movie, you can like go to the hotel, have a nap, and come back.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah. We're so sorted.
We're so sorted.
You're sorted?
We sorted.
Yeah.
Screw everyone else. We saw it.
What did everyone else do? What did Richard do?
Busy week, but mainly spent a week. Sodium Party has been getting some good news. At the moment, the only one I think I can say for definite is we're playing at the Dunleary Underground Film Festival, or Cinema Film Festival.
Peter, we should go.
In September. It's on a Sunday. I think we're on at 2 o'clock. We're followed by Trampoline, which was at Indie Cork where we premiered last year. And I've seen that twice now. I really enjoyed it.
Peter, we have to go.
Movie's really bad to buy.
And after that is How to Be Happy, which I haven't seen yet, but the amount of people I know involved with it, I think it's about time I saw it.
Yeah, Joey, you can do it once more.
I can what?
You How to Be Happy. Gay.
And then Sodium Party is also, we've been accepted to some Turkish film festival, we think. We're trying to make heads or tails. They have us announced on their site and sent us an email, and they said we've gone through and made sure that this English is understandable, but obviously they just run that through Google Translate and it makes no sense. So we're pretty sure we're in there.
Great!
Turkish Star Wars. It's basically Turkish. They've just made Turkish Sodium Party.
And
that's just crazy.
That'd be great. Yeah, that's the Sodium Party needs a crazified version. and then we also, I spent a week making a Blu-ray with Greek subtitles for a festival in Greece, as you'd imagine. And then there's also one in Cyprus.
Cool.
So we have a whole load. I think we're going to be all wankery and make one of those posters with all the, you know, the accolades on it.
You totally should.
Yeah. Otherwise, not much. Oh, well, no, that's not true. Fuck, we did the promo for RTE Story
Bands. And it's so funny.
Yeah. I think actually we might share that and just give people the password because, like, who cares? I know it's in the rules to put up a version with a password protection. It doesn't say you can't show people it, though.
So good. It's so good. Peter should watch it. It's really funny.
Oh, have you not seen it? I'll have to show you. How about Peter? What did Peter do this week?
Yeah, go on, Peter. Peter.
We finished our game.
Woo!
We got to 1.0. I've officially shipped a game.
Woo!
It's sitting up on Apple app thing.
Yeah.
Is it just called the App Store? I don't know. I've never owned the fucking
App Store.
I don't know if it went on now and it was right there.
Is it on the App Store?
No, it
won't be yet.
It's been uploaded to them. We're waiting approval.
That could take weeks.
It takes like 9 to 10 days, so it's still not out, but you know.
What's it called? For the viewers,
Swipe and Slash. So yeah, we got that finished, and then we started working on the next game, which is the one for the Exobox. And at some point we will have to get some money together to bring that out. But whatever, we're just working on it now for the moment, and it's been good. I spent all week animating. That's it, really. You saw some of them.
I did.
He does all the little punches now, and he does a headbutt, and he gets knocked out, and all this other stuff. So it's fun. It's fun week. I hate you. No, I think that's really it. I haven't really played any games or anything. I've just been playing like PlanetSide 2, which is like this big like 400 guys on each side, and there's three sides fighting each other at once over a large continent kind of game, mm-hmm. which is cool. You know, you end up in these big huge convoys of tanks or these big huge like fucking, you know, squadrons of airplanes all jumping out of them, and it's crazy. But I don't think I did anything horror related in the last 2 weeks.
Well then, stop talking!
We saw Guardians of the Galaxy, that was good.
We saw Guardians of the Galaxy, that was not horror, we need to talk about horror. What is the topic for today, Peter?
Well, speaking of horror, one night I did go into your room and I saw your face in there. And
that's not nice.
Yeah, it wasn't.
But it's hilarious.
That's not nice.
Yeah, it wasn't at all.
Give me a donut.
A little bit of weed came out. So afraid.
Give me a donut.
It's like, you know, in Arrested Development when maybe he sees.
Yeah.
Lucille at night.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently there's another season of that. Gonna happen.
Yeah, fifth season, woohoo!
Now you guys just need to finish the fourth season.
Fifth season.
Ha, senor, just ruined my perfect season.
What? Oh, yeah, so this week we're talking about Creature Feature.
Yay! Creature
Feature. What's creatures? A Creature Feature?
Tell me,
I'm real done, so. Me don't know what Creature Feature am. What the am Creature Feature?
I can't do it if you're making me laugh.
Tell Peter what I'm Creature Feature.
No.
No.
If you say no, why?
Stop, Peter. I want chocolate digestives.
Well, I know.
Do you think they have them at the center at the top of the road?
They do, but Creature Features, what are Creature Features? Stay on target here. Come on.
They encompass lots of different things. Back in the day, they were
boobs.
For... Yes. Back in the day, it was about 1950s TV shows and sort of creepy, spooky things.
Breasts.
But nowadays, they can mean pretty much anything. But my first experience of a creature feature yeah. was probably the same as everyone else's. It was Jaws.
No.
And I watched it when I was well-weight. I watched it when I was very, very young. And I watched it from behind the couch because it was so scary.
Uh-huh.
What about you guys?
I saw The Blob.
Did you?
Yeah.
When you were very young?
Very, very young. Very.
And what happened?
Yeah.
No. Did you like
what,
it?
What, even Jimmy?
What?
What about Phil?
Who's he talking about?
Jimmy.
Is there a Jimmy in the movie?
It's a joke. You're supposed to say, it ate everyone. And then she says a name. It ate everyone.
I don't, what is he doing?
Did you like The Blob?
Yeah. I have real vague memories of it like oozing through grates and shit at people.
Yeah.
And people being like, ah! And running away. There's a lot of that movie with people running away.
What about Richard?
I think my first one was probably going to be Gremlins.
Yeah.
Which always stuck with me. I always loved it. And like, don't think I was ever scared of it. I just always loved it. And like, the first one, I've seen the first and second at the same time. And the first one's so much darker.
People die in that one.
Yeah. That's a great film. I watch that all the time still now.
It's because Joe Dante didn't know. He wanted it to be a lot darker. He wanted it to be more of a straight horror film. And then when they thought about the merch tie-in,
yeah,
they thought, no, we can't do that. Which is sad, really.
It's a fun movie.
It is really fun.
Like, I like the second one, the fact that they were supposed to make, you know, they were trying to make one for years without Joe Dante involved. And they couldn't get a proper version going, so they asked him to come back and do it.
Yeah,
like, as long as I can do whatever I want. And then Gremlins 2 happens.
Yeah. He said he's never really been given... the freedom to do whatever he wanted apart from Gremlins 2.
Mm.
But we saw Gremlins in the cinema like year before last with Gavin.
I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
I didn't.
You were there.
Are you sure?
I wasn't there.
I'm positive you were there.
I don't think I saw Gremlins
in the
cinema.
I wasn't there.
Are you sure? Who was the third person then?
I wasn't there.
I didn't say you were there.
Yeah, but neither of us were there. Who are you talking about?
I don't know. Someone was there.
Who else do you
Where
do
was
things
this?
With? Do you have a secret man?
No. Unless the secret man I can't remember again.
Marius, do you have any men in here?
Radioactive men? Like we'll have one of those times where it's like, don't you remember this person? No.
But what was it like?
Yeah, we had a conversation like that the other day where it was like, remember that guy you went on holiday with him and you were like, who?
Sorry.
Ouch.
Sorry, Scott.
And then
it wasn't Scott.
You were like, doesn't he live in Ardmore? And I was like, where the fuck is Ardmore? What?
Behind my mom's house.
Well, you've been living in Bray for what, 2 years now? I'm sure if you're not walking 3 years, you should be like walking out in your pajamas and stuff like that at this point.
I go out in my sweatpants, excuse you. And I went all the way into town in my sweatpants, and then I was like, shit, I ain't in Bray no more.
I would never do that.
Gotta get some poopy earnest.
Hell yeah.
Scummy bitch.
You love it.
I have walked around to my mate's house in my socks because I couldn't have been arsed with my shoes.
Are you talking about Fiona's house? That was a bit of a walk.
No, Barry's house.
Oh, that's right. Cool.
She was next door to my granny's, so it wasn't that much of a walk. And then I would do that because I didn't give a shit and it was during the summer. But then some asshole on my street got a gravel driveway and there was just gravel strewn all over the street. And it wrecked everything. You couldn't skateboard, you couldn't.
Yeah.
Fuck. You gravel buying pricks!
First world problems, huh? I can't even skateboard here. Yeah, that's you.
So, where did we go? So, tell us a bit more about your experience of watching Jaws.
I'll remember that.
Well, you won't give me a donut, so what's going to happen anyway?
Smack you. Yeah, like this.
You all heard it live on the. Look, see, he smacked me. And now I'm injured. I'm going to go to the guards.
He smacked me, and I didn't react.
Ah, the pain.
Delayed reaction.
I watched Jaws in my grandparents' house with my brother, who is 3 years younger than me but much braver. So he watched it and I watched it from behind the sofa, and I was really freaked out by the part with the hand on the beach with all the bugs. And then I was also really
they're
freaked
not
out.
Bugs, they're crabbies.
Oh.
And yeah, and they're all crawling off and going.
Sebastian just runs away. Oh.
And I think.
Oh no, Ariel! Yeah, you. You know the way she's swimming away from that shark at the start?
Yeah.
Oh no, Ariel!
He always does that when I'm having cereal.
Oh, you're having your cereal.
That's what living with him is like. But yeah, I was also really freaked about when Quint dies. Is it Quint who dies?
Yeah, when he gets eaten.
Yeah, and the blood. It was horrible.
Yeah.
Tell you what I do.
But.
Shocking's what I do.
What you
mean? Oh my god! Was Tom Jane in Deep Blue Sea sort of an homage to Quint? Because he's a shark wrangler and he's also.
Lame comparatively.
No!
I just want my kids.
He's
back.
Good.
There's no way you can compare Deep Blue Sea and Jaws.
I love Deep Blue Sea! I love Deep Blue Sea! They used animatronics for that and you can totally tell.
Peter's trying to tell us about his hat's like a shark fin.
No.
His head is like a shark's fin. His hat!
His hat is like a shark's
fin. My hat is like a shark's fin! That's shit!
That song suddenly became a lot less lame.
Yeah, Jaws didn't have fucking LL Cool J doing raps for it.
Yeah, and then when the shark blows up, he goes, yo, bring me some sushi! It's great!
Did you not see the Richard Dreyfuss deleted scene? No?
Okay. Well, I think Jaws started my love affair with shark movies. Because I absolutely love them. But I'm always disappointed by them because the shark always looks like shit. Which is the, like, I love asylum films. And I know they're supposed to look like shit, sort of. But, like, Swamp Shark, right? That was a good one. Because it was this big load of moss that came up and went, and then went back down. But it was cool. Because at least it was, like, a physical thing. But then when the shark was eating people, it clearly wasn't. But Deep Blue Sea used animatronics and used real sharks. And you can totally tell.
I'd say it is, in terms of shark movies, it is probably one of the better ones.
Only
which
because
is a really horrible thing to say.
I know, like, on the wide shots, when the sharks are swimming, you're like, okay, that looks like shit. But when, okay, there's real tiger sharks at the start with Tom Jane. And the Mako sharks that they've built are, like, big things.
But, like, the part with the shark when it's, like, you know, they're doing its surgery thing. That is amazing. That's a scene that kind of sticks with you. I love that.
That is a
nobody
cool...
is going to die. And
no,
then gets eaten.
No, that's not the line. It's that,
the Samuel L. Jackson.
It's we're not going to fight anymore. That shark looks like shit as well.
That is a shitty looking.
That
shark.
Is a shitty looking one, but it's not fast enough. If it was faster, you wouldn't notice.
But even then, like to be fair, that is well enough done. Like I mean, Jaws 2 isn't bad for sharks. I don't think Jaws 4 is too bad either. Jaws 3 is awful.
I think
Jaws 4. I don't think
thing,
Jaws 4 is the one in Jamaica.
The thing with Jaws though is that I know it wasn't
is that
on
the Revenge.
Yeah.
Two?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Everything else about the Revenge sucks.
Also, two is the first thing that spawned the this time it's personal.
Really?
No way! Really?
Yeah.
That's nuts.
Mm-hmm.
This time it's personal. You killed this shark's brother.
Yeah, which seems really.
How can you smile when you killed this child's father?
It seems really, really out of place for like it's a shark, but Yeah. And there was something about the shark, like, specifically targeting Brody.
But one thing I love about Jaws, I know it wasn't on purpose. I know it was because Bruce was a piece of shit and he kept breaking. But the fact that you don't see it for Bruce so Jenner? Long. No. Bruce the shark. Bruce Jenner's fine. You leave him out of this.
Okay. Honey. I want to have a pitching lawn in my garden. Ah, boys! Get the boys over here.
That's my Bruce Jenner shit.
It was pretty good.
No, I can do better. I can do the Kardashians better.
Why would you say that to me?
There.
Okay.
Look at those lines.
So,
look at how big those are.
Jaws doesn't show.
Can you imagine having a migraine and living with the Kardashians? That would be like, you kill yourself. You slit your wrists. You'd poke your eyes out with forks. You'd burst your own ear.
Okay, are we talking about Jaws or what?
No, I'm talking about the Kardashians.
Well, could you stop talking about the Kardashians?
Okay.
That's some sort of creature feature, though.
Keeping up with Jaws. Reality show about Jaws.
Jaws is like, I just want to live a normal life.
But then they like run out of premise, so they start just introducing wacky things like some reality shows end up doing.
Like what? What would, like, you introduce as wacky? This
week, Jaws has to go get a job in McDonald's where he's never worked before, and he's like, rawr, rawr, rawr. He's on the drive-thru, and someone like presses the button, and he goes, rawr, 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 rawr. Sorry, I can't hear you. Jaws.
Okay.
Which one's your favorite Jaws?
The first one?
What's your favorite moment in that?
I just told you before that the hand and also him being eaten.
Oh, you said that was like
the scariest. That's why it's the best moment.
Have you seen this? I think it's on the DVD or whatever. The grisly deleted scene of... It's like, it's the guy who falls off the boat. You know when it goes into the little landlocked pool lake thing? And then, like, the guy gets knocked off his boat into the water, and the kid is there. The kids are there in the other boat or whatever.
Yeah.
But, like, the shark, Jaws, I guess, grabs the guy who fell in and kind of drags him along top of the water. He grabs one of the kids and kind of goes along and lets the kid go as Jaws pulls him down.
Yeah.
Have you seen that?
I think so. It's
grisly.
It's ringing a bell anyway. I don't know why.
It's fairly public, but it's not. It was cut from the film probably because everything else in that is, like, PG-ish.
I don't know, I love Jaws because it's so old school, because you don't see it for so long, and lately it's like, they get the money shot so quickly.
Yeah.
The only film lately I can think that didn't do that was Godzilla, and people hated it for it.
Yeah.
They were like, oh, there's no Godzilla for like half an hour. It's like, that's the whole point, when you see this giant foot.
Do you know that there was...
Which is like exactly like an old school Godzilla movie.
That's the whole point, yeah. It's supposed to be like old school Godzilla.
You're like, when's Godzilla showing up? And then he shows up and you go like, yes!
You know how Italian films used to always market themselves as sequels to other popular films?
Yeah.
They did that with Jaws. There's, Jaws 5. Cruel Jaws. I don't think I've seen it, but I've seen a few shitty Jaws or
what's
Jaws
so ripoffs. Cruel about Jaws? Or what's so cruel?
I don't know.
I think...
back in another film.
I think that there should be more Jaws sequels. Like,
just to make that like Back to the Future thing happen.
Start doing like crossover movies, like do 500 Days of Jaws.
That'd be so good.
Actually, speaking of, did you know the way there's that joke in Back to the Future 2 where it's like Jaws 25 or something like that?
Yeah.
There was something online.
It was like 16 or something.
Some independent filmmaker was trying to encourage people to have this happen by making independent sequels to Jaws, regardless whatever way, like animation, stop motion, shitty, whatever, just to have enough sequels so that there could be a Jaws whatever 26 when Back to the Future 2 happens.
Man, people are really fucking obsessed with Back to the Future and when he goes back and his stupid fucking lace-up shoes and the fucking... And they're like, when's all this gonna happen? It's like, shut up! Fucking hipster shithead. Sorry.
Yeah, like that bit in A Million Ways to Die in the West references Back to the Future.
No, that was okay.
No,
it wasn't. I'm like, that's a good joke.
No.
But it was also in the trailer, so it's like, why bother?
It was not a good joke.
Wait, he, in what is it, 100,000?
A Million Ways.
A Million Ways to Die in the West.
A Million Jokes Die in the West.
Seth MacFarlane's character, like, walks into a barn, and there's Doc Brown.
You say Seth MacFarlane's character, it's really just Seth MacFarlane.
It's basically
wearing
Seth
a hat.
MacFarlane in the OS. But he walks
Seth
into a barn, and in the barn is Doc Brown working on the DeLorean. And it's kind of like, oh. Which I'm like, that's a good joke. It's a little surprise. It's like, the end of Guardians of the Galaxy having that crazy callback, but it was in the trailer. So why fucking bother? What a waste. What a waste of the little cameo joke. Anyway, yes, Jaws.
Okay, so let's move on. Another.
Is Jaws your favorite shark one too?
Probably, apart from Deep Blue Sea. I love Deep Blue Sea.
Is that because of Tom Jane though?
No. It's a really good movie.
But you love Tom Jane.
It is scary also, like when she gets has to electrocute the shark. That was cool.
I just want my kids.
So, what's our next big creature feature that we should talk about?
Them! It's a movie about a bunch of ants that have taken over the world and are attacking this outpost in the desert.
Is this a real thing?
No, yeah, this is like from the 50s, isn't it?
It's real old.
This is one of the proper B movies of back in the day.
Cool.
Can't say I've seen it, but I hate ants, so it's, I don't think...
Well... Well done.
Oh! His microphone! It's under my butt! Ah! Stop it! Thank you. Gimme!
It hurt a fire.
Okay, well, thanks for wasting your time. Yeah, Deb, it's real bad. So, don't watch it.
It's bad, it's not.
Squirm! Squirm's on. You've seen Squirm, right?
Squirm, yes, I have.
With the worms?
Yes.
You're gonna be the worm face!
I think I've only seen the Mystery Science Theater version of that.
I've only seen the Mystery Science Theater version of that. That movie is... I'm just delving into the realm of bad creature features here for the moment, but... That movie is about a bunch... Yeah. A bunch of, like, mealworms? Whatever, yeah. That used for bait on a worm farm get electrified and start eating people.
That sounds completely nuts.
It's really nuts. There's also a character who isn't from the South. It's all set in the South. Everyone has like really like rare accents. But there's this one character who I believe his actor's from somewhere, I don't know, up north. He's not a southerner.
So like Belfast.
So is... No, not up north from us. I mean, an American.
Okay.
But his accent is absolutely ridiculous. He's just like, "Hey, bird. I'm going down here, 10 years, and he said to me, you don't do the thing. And I was like, I'm going to do the thing. We're going to do it right now. We're going to do all the thing."
It's like a southern Swedish chef.
It's real bad.
Okay.
It's real bad. Real bad. Said... Watch the Mystery Science Theater version of it if you're gonna check it out, because at least that's funny. There's always like, oh, this fucking character comes down from New York to experience all this, and they do that whole thing where it's like, you come into our town, you Yankee boy, and you're causing all this trouble with these pranks about finding dead people eaten by worms. Yeah, that kind of shit.
Yeah.
And, like, the sheriff hates him. Because he's like, if you pull one of these pranks again, Yankee boy. I'm going to show you how we do it down south.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I get it, I think.
But there's a scene in the movie that involves a tree falling on a house while everyone's sitting around having dinner. That they didn't have any kind of safety stuff involved. They just dropped the tree on the house.
And how did the people survive?
They all had to run.
Oh.
Yeah. It was really dangerous.
Fair enough.
There you go. Squirm.
What's your...
You're going to be your worm face. Best line from the movie.
What's your favorite creature feature, Peter?
Oh, didn't I say before?
Did you?
What did I say before we started recording?
Good to know. Oh.
No, it wasn't Evolution. Whatever, it doesn't matter. Like Evolution's a good movie. I saw it a couple of years ago. I think I saw it with a bunch of people from school.
Is that the one that had like the big yellow smiley face?
Yes. With the three eyes.
I remember the part in the golf course where they're like out near, there's like a little pond or river or something, and someone just gets attacked out of nowhere from...
Yeah.
It's a good one. Isn't David Duchovny in that?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, he is.
I can't remember much of it, but I've seen it so many times. Every time I see it, it's so much fun.
It's a real fun movie.
Yeah.
I know. When I saw it when it came out first, and I remember being really put off by that smiley face.
I think the smiley face turned me on to it.
Smiley face. The opposite.
I think they had to pay the guys who wrote Transmetropolitan for that, actually. Or the other way around. Because it's already trademarked. Yeah, but basically the plot of that movie is a meteorite hits the Earth somewhere in America.
Yeah.
And it contains this weird source of life that evolves very quickly in heat and starts to create its own ecosystem down in the crash site. And then the creatures start... get out and start causing havoc and keep evolving to suit their new environments, and they're all like, argh. And then it has probably some of the most craziest product placement I think I've ever seen in a movie.
Mm-hmm. Because for what?
For Head and Shoulders.
What?
Yeah.
For Head and Shoulders.
Yeah, it's a real big spoiler though. You think I should... Okay, if you haven't seen Evolution, skip ahead like 5 minutes or something. They
5 minutes?
Yeah. They find out, they figure out, like, they go down the table of elements, periodic table of elements, and they go carbon, and they do an L shape, and there's something that is really bad for carbon-based life, which okay. we are. And there's something, they're based on something else, and they go down this thing, and they do the L shape. They're like, oh, and they're like, where are we going to get all this? And one of, like, the dumbest character in the whole movie goes, like, oh, yeah, it's in Head and Shoulders. And they're like, okay, we need a shit ton of Head and Shoulders.
So what do? They just wash their hair a lot?
No, they... there's all the life is coalesced into this huge big being, so they climb up the back of it on the back of a fire engine, and they stick the hose up its ass.
Why?
And they fill them up with Head and Shoulders, and it kills it.
I don't remember any of this.
And they keep saying Head and Shoulders. There is someone's like, how do you know that about Head and Shoulders? And he's like, look at my hair.
I've become very aware of product placement recently.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, it was ridiculous in that movie. They say Head and Shoulders in like the last half of that movie, like,
but like
50 fucking times.
In the Nightmare on Elm Street remake, it's like, Red Bull, Red Bull. We should drink more Red Bull. Mm. You know what keeps us awake? Red Bull! It's like half the film is just like, eh.
Yeah, and by the end of the movie, they're not like, oh my god, my fucking head! Oh, I'm on too much caffeine. Oh, you don't want to overdose on caffeine. It sucks.
I know.
All right, so what
Richard.
Was it? So Joey. Okay.
Yeah, I know my ones were too good, but it was...
Oh, that's good.
They were good. Go on.
I know we've already started from like Gremlins, or are we finishing that now?
No.
Gremlins. Yeah. Okay. So.
Quick, improvise.
No, I remember seeing Gremlins when I was like, yeah.
What's your favorite part of Gremlins?
My favorite part of Gremlins.
Oh, I know when he flashes them in the pub.
Oh, you like the flasher?
Yeah.
There's a Peter Gabriel song in that scene. It's such a weird film, though, because it starts off so dark, and then it just kind of slowly becomes kind of more and more comedic, until it has a kind of normal ending. You know?
I love Gizmo, though.
Yeah. I always like the part, like, up in the attic when they turn into the pods and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It was always very creepy. It's like, what the fuck is happening here?
I love the bold one, too, though, with the mohawk.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Spike. Or Stripe.
Stripe. Everyone thinks he's called Spike.
I think he's called Spike in the second one.
Oh, is that what it is?
Oh, well, he becomes spiky. Actually, he might still be called Stripe.
One of them turns into a spider.
That's the second one, yeah.
And they play Angel of Death for like 5 seconds.
That's great. That entire second one has, like, you know, the one that becomes has the bat wings, can go out, and then it crashes through the window and leaves a Batman sign. Then the one who becomes super smart and can talk.
The one that becomes a woman.
Mm.
And it's like, hi, Doctor from Star Trek. Oh. Robert Picardo. Why am I saying Doctor from... He was in Dublin recently.
Was he?
Gone, yeah.
Dublin Comic Con.
Yeah, he had a real
so
good
so embarrassing.
It might have been Arcade Con, actually.
I'm so embarrassing.
Because Dublin Comic Con hasn't happened this year yet. So it was probably Arcade Con.
I thought it was this weekend. Why was everyone cosplaying then?
I don't know. I wasn't in town. Mm. Oh, yeah. When we saw Guardians of the Galaxy, there were two, like, ushers in full cosplay.
Three. Because one of them was Star-Lord as well.
Really?
Remember, because that girl yelled out Star-Lord, and I was like, Star Wars? Different film.
Embarrassing. Okay, you know what else I've seen recently that I really liked?
Yeah.
Or actually, no, well, I didn't really
go like, on.
What am I saying that? You're saying that you're going to try and check it out. You have a DVR. Splinter.
And you like it?
What? Splinter.
Splinter is about... It's kind of in the same vein as Slither, somewhat. It's about this couple who are driving along, and they come across someone who's broken down. But it turns out the person's just kind of tricking them, and her boyfriend kind of hijack the car and you hold two people hostage. But they hit this animal that kind of has this weird... It seems like it's dead, but it has these weird spikes coming out of it.
Okay.
And, you know, the spikes kind of shoot at one of them or whatever, so they kind of get infected by it, essentially. It's a bit like an infection film, where people get infected by these spikes, and it kind of controls the bodies.
Okay.
So as it goes on, things like if someone loses a hand, the hand is still controlled by the spikes, that kind of thing. They have to figure out, they get trapped in a gas station, they have to figure out how to get past these things and get away. It's a really small film, it's quite well done. But I don't know, I've watched it twice now, And it's something about it just never really sticks with it me. It doesn't seem like it has a massive amount happening with it.
Do you prefer it or Slither?
Slither, without a doubt. I mean, it has a bit of humour in it, but not nearly as much as Slither. It's not very big in scope.
Mm-hmm.
The idea of the monster is very good, though. And you do kind of have that thing of, okay, what can you do so you don't get infected or caught by it or whatever?
Yeah.
It's like that general kind of, you know, Night of Living Dead, trapped in the farmhouse kind of vibe going on.
I see.
So that's on Netflix at the moment.
Ooh.
And another one I do absolutely love, that I don't know if you guys have seen, I'd imagine you have, is The Mist.
Oh yeah, of course, Tom Jane.
I've seen bits of this.
Tom Jane.
I've seen The End of The Mist.
Yeah, I think everyone has.
I love The End of The Mist. I think that's a great ending. I know a lot of people who saw it.
And were upset.
Thought it was too dark and said, like, oh no, man, like, the entire film, it just goes, fuck you at the end, you know, that's so horrible. No, but that's the whole point, that's why it's so good.
I like that, I liked it.
Without spoiling it. The only thing I don't like about The Mist is that the actual monsters themselves, I like the design a lot, but they feel very fake, they feel very CG.
They do.
But again, that same kind of gist of held up in a place, again, the barn house and being attacked by zombies, except this time it's a shopping center, or shop, big shop. Being attacked by monsters from another dimension.
I don't know. In this month's total film, the Is It Just Me was about The Happening.
Yeah.
About it being a half decent film because half of it is good, and I was like, what?
I like The Happening.
I don't like it at all.
I don't know if I like the acting in it or anything, but I generally like The Happening. I remember watching kind of going, what is happening here and how do you get around it? If a film can suck me in like that, I like it a lot. That's why I love Day of the Dead. Is I was always kind of sucked in and going, like, what do you do with, like, the entire world is overcome with zombies.
Yeah.
And you're stuck in this underground bunker surrounded by zombies. The Mist,
well,
yeah.
You find out they go to an island. There's no zombies.
The Mist is great, though.
I do love The Mist. I've watched that so many times. There's a version of it. Apparently, Frank Darabont, who has also done, you know, Green Mile, Shawshank Redemption, and Walking Dead, wanted to initially do it as a black and white film, as a kind of throwback to the 50s B-movies, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
And the DVD and Blu-ray have that as an option to watch it like that.
Oh, that's so cool!
Yeah. So I think, is it Fangoria or someone like that who keep doing this thing where someone watches films in black and white to see the way it changes it up or whatever?
No, is it?
I know one of those big sites does it. And I always think that it always makes me think about The Mist because it gives it a totally different feel to it to watch it in black and white.
Yeah.
Because when you watch it in colour, it feels kind of like a weirdly, almost TV movie, but in a good kind of way. Kind of colourful vibe to it. Whereas when it's in black and white, it does have that kind of 50s drive-in movie feel.
I see. Well, it is essentially a 50s drive-in movie, though, isn't it?
Mm. Anyway, I absolutely love The Mist. I could watch that till the cows come home. Just cows.
What? Do the cows leave?
The cows leave? Well, yeah.
They go places. They have cow things to do.
Like what?
Like move and stuff.
What is the business of the cat that they must
do? Go out and procure some good grass.
I love that word.
Well,
procure.
Then, like half the people who went to secondary school are cats.
Literally.
Oh, sorry.
Did you go to some sort of fucking hedge school?
What? Hedge school?
Yeah, did you go to a hedge school?
What the hell is a hedge school?
Remember, like, back in the day they had hedge schools where you'd learn the Gaeilge.
What?
Yeah, they did.
Gaeilge?
No!
Oh,
back in like the 1800s.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, yeah. I went to school in the 1800s.
I meant maybe they still have them here because Bray's so backwards.
They're Irish-only schools.
And you didn't go to one?
No, I didn't fucking go to one.
I don't know why people went there. That would just do you a disservice, really.
What, Irish-only school?
Yeah.
People are trying to keep our culture alive.
You're not.
Why am I not?
Because you're not speaking Irish.
I'm not speaking Irish right now. I do have a smattering of it.
Yeah, so you can't speak it, so you're not keeping the country alive.
The country alive?
Yeah.
You're not even listening
to what
I'm saying.
The country's dying.
The country's dying.
RIP Ireland.
I know the stories, don't I?
God, they'd melt your face.
No, those are songs. Those are the songs. I know the stories.
You know the songs, though.
No, I don't like the songs. I like the stories.
That was me doing a joke.
You're a terrible Irish person.
So do we have another film?
Yeah, what was that about, Joey?
Oh, actually, speaking of Irish, I watched The Creature Feature last night.
Oh,
I watched it purposely
shrooms.
For this reason. No, that's an awful film.
Yeah,
I watched
Black Sheep.
Rawhead Rex.
What's Rawhead Rex?
It's based on a Clive Barker book from, what's it, Midnight Madness, whatever they're called. I can't remember the name of his collections. Book of Blood, that's it. And it's literally about, it's In the first 30 seconds, is the pic you see the Sugarloaf, the
cool.
mansion that's just down the road from us here. So, I mean, it was literally shot about 5 or 10 minutes away from where we are right now.
And
a good portion of it takes place up that way.
And
so the entire film is about these farmers who just, like, this big phallic-shaped stone thing that they're trying to move out of a farm. And then a lightning storm
like
starts.
A manor.
Hmm?
Like a manor.
I guess so.
Or like an obelisk.
Must be, yeah. They're trying to remove it out of the field when lightning strikes it, and then this really, really shitty monster comes up out of the ground. They do like the low angle thing with the lightning strike in the background, him going roar.
Is it a man in a suit?
It is a man in
like
a suit.
Like fucking Power Rangers where it's like, I'm big, yeah!
It is essentially Power Rangers. I mean, they say it's about 8 feet tall or something like that in the film, 8 or 9 feet tall. And the
but
entire film is pretty much a stalk and slash kind of thing of all these very Irish kind of things. I know it was made in the 80s, but you get people who are wearing clothes that are must have, like, it's all a very farm community, so maybe they did wear that kind of stuff. But it feels like it's more 50s as opposed to
50s. They look like they're straight out of Harry O'Gill.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, it's very typical procedural. You know, you get there's an American tourist there doing some project with his family.
So he's the hero then?
Yeah, of course. There's the Irish cops who don't believe him, that there's a monster going around that's killing people and all this kind of sorts. Yeah, typical nonsense.
Sounds
it
fun.
It's really shit, but kind of fun. But really shit, mainly.
It sounds fun.
Clive Barker has said that's one film of his he'd like to remake, because I think when it was being made, he thought it was actually going to be done in a serious way, as opposed to a man in a shitty rubber suit.
Mm-hmm.
But it is shitty. So yeah, Rawhead Rex, I watched that last night. Just speaking of Irish stuff.
I want to look it up now.
Oh, wait till you see Rawhead. So while you look that up...
Oh my god!
Can I speak about another Irish creature feature?
He does look like shit.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Is that him there, Richard?
Yep, that's him.
He needs,
but see,
he needs
the way,
beauty,
he actually has a bit of a cool kind of definition or whatever, but he can't move his face at all. It's just like a man wearing a mask.
Are there boobies in this film?
Oh, look at them titties.
Vaguely wrong.
Jesus, I got me tits out for nothing.
This looks ridiculous. I didn't know that was Irish.
There's another Irish creature feature I would like to bring up.
Go on.
Yes. I know the one you're about to say.
It's set off the coast of Galway or something on an island. But there's been all this weird seismological activity out there and all, you know, and some hero yank is out there on his boat. He's a fisherman. He's trawling off the coast. And they suddenly see him. They see the monster. They see Gorgo.
What's Gorgo?
Gorgo is the Irish answer. It's a European, I don't even know if it was European made, but it's set in Europe. He's an Atlantic kaiju, basically.
Cool.
There's the whole first half of the movie is set off the coast of Galway about this American trying to capture Gorgo. All the islanders are like, no, leave him alone. You leave Gorgo alone, for God's sake. You'll kill us all, you will. All this stuff. They capture it. They take it to London. And they actually put him in the circus for a bit. And until, like, the government gets involved. And they're like, no, we have to study this. But in between those two things happening, he gets out and goes on a rampage around London.
Cool.
That was shot in Bullock Harbour, which is just up in Dunleary, which is also
really?
About 15-20 minutes away from us.
It really looks like some shitty, crappy fucking harbour off the coast of Galway, really.
Yeah.
Gorgo, there you go. You got
Gorgo.
Got a picture of him there.
What, with some Greek-looking ladies?
No. She's from like 300 or something. That's not her. No, the big scaly fellow beside the lady.
That's him.
That's... You know who that is.
This guy. Ogre.
Well, Ogre is...
Boobs!
That's really weird. Why does her skin change colour underneath her...
Must be her abs.
Gorgo, it turns out that the creature that they caught is the child! And the mother has come for him! And they wrecked London. They really fucked it up. It's great. It's a good movie.
Oh, is this out here?
Gorgo!
Is that him being transported?
Yeah.
Doesn't look like he's very happy.
He wasn't. So yeah, Gorgo. Why are you typing? It's coming up on the microphone.
What do you...
Who has the thing next? Go. He's twat.
You ready for another one?
Yeah, that was just Gorgo. Yeah. Check it out. It's ancient. I think it's like, what, 6 years old at this point.
Keeping in kind of tune with those kind of man in suits kind of things in a way. This one's a bit more recent than that, but I don't know if either of you guys have seen Pumpkinhead.
Yes, of course.
So that was starring Lance Henriksen, of course, of every kind of B-movie ever fame.
I like Pumpkinhead.
Lance Henriksen, he was in Near Dark as a vampire cowboy.
Is Pumpkinhead on Netflix? So I might watch
it. Should have been a better movie than it was.
It's directed by... Pumpkinhead is directed by Sam Winston, you know, the legendary Sam Winston.
Ray Winston.
No. In fact, I think it might be one of maybe one or two things that he directed, and that's it.
Wow.
No, I could be mistaken about that, but it's about a father, like they're kind of, is it kind of Southern America, kind of country, rural areas, and he's there with his kid. They're at the local store picking up some supplies, and then this gang of youths with their bikes show up, and they're not bad kids or whatever, they're just, you know, youths in general. But they show up on their motorbikes and accidentally run over the kid and kill him. So the father, Lance Henriksen, is understandably upset.
Can you say Lance Henriksen one more time?
I'll try. Okay, Lance. goes.
Lance Bass!
Why are you on Tumblr? Pay attention to Richard. Richard's
talking.
I'm looking
at Pumpkinhead.
So he...
Is that Pumpkinhead?
How many tits have we Google searched today?
There's no pumpkin head.
Why does she have a pumpkin head on?
That's well sexy. Who's that?
Oh, is that pumpkin head?
No, that's from The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh. Bad movie.
Is that
pumpkin head?
No, but that was on the night.
It's from
I don't think you're gonna find it on Tumblr by the looks of it. But yeah, so he goes to a kind of mystical witchy kind of person.
A witch doctor.
Witch doctor, that's probably a better way of putting it.
Magical witch person.
That I know that's not, but that's from Return to Oz.
That was cool. Return to Oz looks really fucking creepy.
It's really creepy. It is. It's one of those movies that you watch and you're like, how did anyone show this to children?
I want chocolate donuts from Tesco.
Okay.
You know, with the chocolate in the middle. I think they're on special. I think they're on special.
Pumpkinhead.
So, yeah, he gets the witch doctor who...
magical witch person.
Yeah, kind of summons the demon Pumpkinhead for him to get revenge and kill all the people.
I was summoning.
Stop it. No.
I don't think it's showing up.
Don't do that.
So, yeah. So essentially, typical kind of monster mayhem happens as the monster comes and tries to find people.
I wasn't thinking of that as a creature, but it is.
That totally is.
It's cool.
Yeah, it's quite good. It's actually... it's not great, but it's certainly watchable.
It's become kind of a cult thing, though.
Yeah, well, it had a load of sequels that are apparently rubbish.
I only think I've seen a couple of them, but...
I don't think I've seen anything.
Oh, of course, The Misfits wrote a song called Pumpkinhead.
Yeah, The Misfits.
Have you ever heard the album American Psycho, just as a side? Every single song on the album is named after a horror movie.
Cool.
And the entire album is absolute shit. I'm going to say this. I'm going to say this as someone who likes The Misfits quite a bit. Anyone out there listening to me who thinks American Psycho is a good album, go outside, get a really sharp stick, stick it all the way into your eardrum and burst it, because you don't deserve to listen to things.
I'm going to guess that you weren't too big a fan.
I'm sorry, I can't believe I spent 25 quid on that album.
Was it worse than Andy performing with the man pretending to be Misfits? Who's the man pretending?
Jerry. There's the hurricane.
Wow. That's rain.
What? Wow. That's rain.
That is some rain. No, apparently...
You're like someone in a creature feature. Richard is our creature feature person. Actually, I'm the official...
I'll be the crazy
local. ...creature feature person.
Stop having missed this.
You are the Harbinger. That was a joke that they've taken too far now, because a while ago I did Sharknado and then I said I wanted to do Ghost Shark, which is a great film actually. It's one of the better ones.
Is that Hail
again? It was Hail yesterday. But Hail no.
Oh no, but we apparently we've got like a hurricane on the way, so
So
the rest of the week is gonna be pretty sure.
That'd be just your luck that you'd like your car would be wrecked and then your mom's car would be wrecked.
Yeah.
But Yeah, because I said that, Sarah was like, oh, you're like the official shitty creature feature person now.
Why?
Because I had done those two, and then I was like, oh, I'll do Sharknado, and I was messing, but she put it up on Twitter. It was so funny. I do watch all that crap, though, and I do love it.
As long as it has a shark in it, basically.
I, you know, anything in the water. See, I've always been really fascinated with the water. Even as a kid, I've always been, like, a really big swimmer. Yeah.
You go into the water.
Live. Dare. Die. There.
No?
That was very dark.
Metal Lockups?
That was very dark.
You didn't watch Metal Lockups?
Of course I did. I watched it with you. Are you talking about Mermaider?
No, no, no. But do you know the way they have, like, that water-themed album? One of the songs on it is called Go Into the Water.
Yes. Oh.
And they get taken to court over it, and they're like, this album was for fish.
Ha!
They're like, some of your fans drown themselves listening to these lyrics, and he quotes off Go Into the Water, Live There, Die There, and
yeah.
He's like, this album was intended for fish. And he points to, like, this disclaimer on the CD that's, like, for fishies only.
Oh my god. Well, I've always been fascinated with the water, so I've always been fascinated with creature features that are specifically set in or around the water, like piranha and all that bullshit. I love it all.
Speaking of piranha.
Piranha! Joe Dante again, his first film. Under the Tutelage of Roger Corman, who obviously is really big into creature features.
And the sequel was James Cameron's first movie.
Me and the Rock are holding hands.
I haven't seen the James Cameron one, though. I really want to, because that has flying piranha.
I got that from my cousin for
Christmas, there's a walking piranha in the first one.
Oh.
For, like, a second, there's, like, the stop-motion walking piranha, and then they forget about it for the rest of the movie.
That must have been a throwback, then, in Piranha 3DD.
Yeah.
At the end. Oh.
A callback.
A callback, yeah.
I don't think anyone's going to be too pissed off if you spoil Piranha 3DD.
Well, Christopher Lloyd's like, they're evolving, and then they're all, like, getting up, like,
that's why I like those piranha films. I wasn't... When I saw the Joe Dante one, I think I'd seen the remake first.
Yeah.
And I think I was expecting to be a bit more insane, like the remake. And it was a little bit more kind of straight-laced, not kind of crazy gory or whatever.
It basically, it goes from A to B to C, and you go, yeah, okay,
yeah. Yeah, it's still good, though.
It's good. It's good.
For the time, it was really, still really
there's happening. Like, one of my favorite bits in that movie is when they find a guy sitting at the end of the dock, and they pull him up off the dock, and his legs are bones. Mm. That's a great bit.
There's a lot of callbacks to that in the new Piranha as well. I love when the girls are paragliding and they dip them in the water and they pull them back out and they're like all eaten. Because if you go paragliding, it is a fear that you won't come back up. They dip you in the water and you can see like a big thing down there and then you realize just a big old sea turtle. That's now pissed off because you've landed on him and he's like, get off, get off.
I have a beak, I'll bite your toes off.
Exactly. But like a sea turtle's a fucking, like bigger than this fucking table. So you bite more than your toe off, you get your whole foot.
I don't think they get mad at people. They're just like...
That one was mad. He was mad. We were bouncing on him and he was mad.
Why were you landing on him? You're so mean.
Because we were yelling at them, no, not there, not there. But they didn't care. Yeah.
Okay.
Joe abuses turtles.
They should do like a new Gamera and then... Megatron could play him. We should do a stop motion Megatron.
There's
Gamera.
A new Gamera about.
How cool would that be? It'd be like plump, plump, plump.
There has been a new Gamera within the last 10 years.
Has there?
Gamera
the Great.
Yeah, I keep saying I'll show it to you.
I'm so sorry.
I have like a million movies to show you.
I have a million movies to show you, but you say I have no taste.
I can show you the world, shining, shimmering splendor. Tell me, princess, are there words of the song? I don't remember a whole new world. Fuck off. Yeah, I got loads of stuff. There's Gamera the Brave, which I know you love because it has a lot of turtles in it.
I love turtles.
And you love turtles.
I like
Gamera's a turtle.
I know.
Gamera's
I'm just saying, if we wanted to make a low budget 50-style creature feature with Megatron, we could build him like a whole city. He'd probably just sit in it, but you know.
Yeah, he won't. We need Optimus.
You think Optimus would be more?
Yeah,
because
he'd climb up on the stuff and knock them all over.
Yeah, but
we have
a whole army of Lego guys. We could put them in as people. It'd be a cool crossover.
So.
What else we got? Well, we talk about like modern creature features, like
The Host.
hostess with the most.
No, not that host that you're thinking of.
The ghost of the most, baby.
The Korean host.
Oh, okay.
I was waiting to see when that
was. I thought you meant Saoirse Ronan, and I was like, what? That was stupid.
Ghost of the most, baby.
Yeah.
But, yeah,
the host. Everyone.
Have you guys seen the host?
I've seen bits of the host. But there was a lot of buzz about it, and that's when I saw bits of it about the CG.
The CG is very good in it.
To like explode that one truck. I've seen that whole sequence on the road where they're chasing.
Oh, I think that's actually from the second one or something like that, because that's which it doesn't exist yet, as far as I'm aware.
Really?
But I saw that as well. That was mighty impressive. You see like all the different kind of the stages of it with it, isn't it? But yeah, the first one, the CG is good as well. And it's really, essentially, it's just set in Korea. There's, South Korea, even. I can't remember if they say there's like some sort of pollution or something with the river. Some scientists, American scientists are saying this at the beginning. And then they're kind of out of the film from then on. And it's just people, I can't remember what the guy's name is at all, but he works in a shop for his father or grandfather. And he's kind of a layabout, disappointing in life, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's giving the people, you know, his schoolmates and stuff like that, and all these people who are picnicking by the river, like, you know, they're getting rice or something like that off him. And then a monster just attacks.
Cool.
And just kind of runs around and starts eating people and like, attacking, and everyone's like, oh my god! It's a really bizarre film, because Koreans have a different kind of, I guess, emotional ethos for a lot of things. There's a prolonged scene where everyone's in a hospital, and they're all, like, clutching each other, crying and stuff like that. But it's played in a really comedic way where they just keep getting more and more and more emotional. And you're just kind of watching, you're like, if it wasn't for this scene, it could be, like, any other kind of creature feature for America. But this scene is just so unusual. They spend an awful lot of time having the characters who are very, not unlikable, but people who you kind of go, you're a complete fuck-up.
Yeah.
And seems to be made out of those. Actually, the kid has a mother who is... she's a professional athlete, and her kind of, the big thing is that she choked when she was performing live on national television, so she's kind of disappointed her family and everyone. Someone gets kidnapped by the monster. I can't remember if it's a daughter or a sister or something like that, and they have to go kind of hunt down and try and find the person before the monster eats them, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
And again, the monster's just done really well. It's such a solid film. I've watched it a good load of times. It kind of caught me off guard in how much...
How old is it?
It's not that old, like mid-2000s. Very, very, very worthwhile watching.
Well,
I think that one kind of turns a lot of people off because of the fact that it is Korean.
Sad, really. Because a lot of good monster movies come from Asia. Speaking of from great CGI to shitty CGI,
okay.
Obviously I'm really, really, really into all the Asylum stuff. I love it all. But while you were talking, I was thinking about Ghost Shark.
Mm-hmm.
Because Ghost Shark is one of the ones that has like the worst premise. The premise is basically that there was this shark that was killed, and because the shark was killed, it's now come back for revenge from the afterlife. And there's a cave they go to be like, ooh, we have to stop this. We have to make a sacrifice to this malevolent spirit and stuff. But like, it's so. So many Asylum films, they just really want to show you everything, but because the CGI looks so shit, it kind of has the opposite effect as intended. But with Ghost Shark...
It worked for Ghost Shark, though, because he was just translucent.
With Ghost Shark, it fucking totally worked. I remember I first saw the trailer for it, and I thought it was amazing. It's just like this fucking... Like, exactly what you'd expect in your head.
Yeah, like a blue see-through
glowing. A blue see-through shark. Great white. But he can be anywhere. So, like, in this, like, bottle of water here, he'd just pop out of a bottle of water. Like, he's in, like, a cup, you know, the water dispenser that you have in an office. He's in one of those. He's in a fire hydrant. He's in a slip and slide. He's, oh, my God, no, it's at the car wash. They're at a car wash. He's in a bucket.
There are sexy bikini car wash, and the girl gets dragged around the outside of the car while the guy's watching her, and she's like, no!
But because of the nature of Ghost Shark and how he can be anywhere, it's one of the only Asylum films where they kind of employ the Jaws tactic that they don't show you.
Yeah.
It's really just kind of people being dragged around and being like, stop, and they can't see where it's coming from.
Do they actually close the beach in that one?
Don't think so. Maybe. No. I don't know. Can't remember. Like,
because you know what? Every time you watch one of these movies, I'm always making that joke where I'm like, close the beach!
But I've
yet to see one where they actually close the beach. It's always, I guess, because of Jaws.
Yeah.
They're just like, no, it's the middle of summer. We need all those hot young teen bodies out on the beach.
But Ghost Shark did it really well, and then we watched Sharknado 2, the second one, last week, and that was really good also.
Lots of cameos.
I reviewed it for GorePress. It was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
It's really silly.
Tons of cameos.
Is it actually good compared to the first one?
Yeah.
The Osborns in
it. It turns everything up to 11, which is what you want from a sequel.
It goes up to 11?
Why don't you just make 10 the highest?
Kelly Osborne. Okay, right. This movie starts off, right?
On a plane.
They're flying through the air. You know, the main character from the last one is now famous because he saved a bunch of people.
His name is Finn.
Oh. His name's Finn Brody, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's the Brody family. Yeah.
There's all this shit, right? And then it cuts to, what's going on. It's kind of like covering the last year or however long it's been.
He has a really good line. I'm just going to look up to see what it is.
Kelly Osbourne's walking around being like, hello, I'm an air hostess, blah, blah,
and we're like, die, Kelly Osbourne.
Please die soon. But, right, it cuts to the cockpit, and there's the pilot and his co-pilot, and they're talking about stuff. And she turns to him and she's like, did you have the chicken? And he's like, no, I had the fish.
Here's the...
And then suddenly I'm like, wait a minute. I know that guy's face. It's Stryker from Airplane.
Oh, God. Who, and that's his line in Airplane as well, isn't it?
No, that's Peter Graves' line, but he's playing a pilot.
Here's the line that I think is awesome. Two of my friends were killed. I almost destroyed Los Angeles. And, oh yeah, I got eaten by a shark. How much fun do you think that was? So good. Later on, he says the inside of a shark smells like chicken. But, it's really well done. It knows exactly what it is.
Someone yells, like, don't fuck with a Mets fan on game day.
Oh, it's so stupid and brilliant.
So much of that movie is like, oh, we're from New York. We can put up with anything.
Yeah, they have more budget this time around, so they've actually filmed it in New York, which is cool. Because New York makes more sense in LA because they would have really bad weather.
Mm.
In LA,
they don't get tornadoes and they get hurricanes out there. And they don't get sharks like that.
It's just, there's one part where it's like, since when do we have sharks? In New York City.
Yeah.
It's good. Oh, it's really good. I love all those movies. I think Sharknado and Sharknado 2 are probably the highest quality thus far. I like Sharktopus though because that's Roger Corman and he's in it. And he gets eaten.
I still think that the most unbelievable part of that movie is that Tara Reid wrote a book.
Yeah.
There you go.
How to survive a Sharknado.
It's like in Alone in the Dark where it's like, Tara Reid is a professor, and you're like, no.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Tara, no. Poor girl.
No,
what was the last movie where you thought Tara Reid looked real good?
Oh, never.
Probably American Pie 2.
Mine would be another
Urban
horror
Legend.
Movie, yeah, horror, mm-hmm. Urban Legend. She was fine in that movie. She got real sloppy afterwards. Sorry, Tara. Was she on something or what?
She got a lot of plastic surgery done.
I know that, but was she on shit? I don't know.
She had anorexia and stuff.
Oh, dear.
Anyway, moving on from Tara Reid.
No, that was my creature feature. Tara Reid.
you guys, Jurassic World just wrapped with Chris Pratt.
Ooh.
Are we excited?
Chris Pratt in everything these days.
Are we excited for Jurassic World?
He's the new Seth Rogen.
I am very excited.
I'm really stoked. I want the Megalodon though.
Too bad.
If there's no Megalodon, I'll be sad.
Well,
I'm a massive
Would you
fan
like
of...
a giant prehistoric Archaeon? Is it a turtle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How big?
They're quite. I'll look it up. It's prehistoric turtles. I think they were called Archaeons. They had spikes on the back of their head.
Godzilla.
They look fucking metal. I mean, you know, we've only seen their skeletons, but.
But Richard, you have stuff. Go on.
We're not going to talk about Jurassic Park with it.
Yeah, you have something to say about Jurassic Park.
Okay. Yeah. No. I love Jurassic Park. I always love. I mean, like, you know, dinosaurs.
Did you see it recently when it was back in the cinema?
I didn't see it in the cinema. No.
I saw it in 3D. It was so good.
Apparently, 3D is amazing on it.
It was so good.
Yeah, I've got the Blu-rays of it, and I've been kind of enjoying them recently again. And it's. There's a lot of holes in it. The more and more you watch it, because it's a film you can watch again and again,
mm-hmm.
You just start picking up on a lot more of the holes. But it's still really good fun, you know.
It was really scary when we were kids, though.
Yeah, well, to a certain degree, definitely.
It was.
the things like the velociraptors are always terrifying.
I don't think you get away with it nowadays. Everything's so sanitized. Mm. You wouldn't get away with Jurassic Park nowadays. With parts of it are very dark. Like when the kids are in the kitchen and stuff, it's very rough. And then when she finds the arm, if you watch it during the day on TV when they play it, lots of it's cut out.
Is it?
Like when she finds the severed arm and stuff. I don't know, the technology is still so amazing.
It's like, actually, I was watching it, kind of thinking, like, this looks better than so many of the films I've seen recently.
It does, like, the T-Rex, that was actually fucking built. That was this massive fucking T-Rex that they built. And you can tell!
I think it's really tough to actually tell between the CG one and the
I agree.
Which is an amazing feat to be able to achieve.
It looks like a three-dimensional being, which is cool. And obviously the raptors are, like, dudes in suits, but you'd never know.
Mm.
When did you first watch Jurassic Park?
It was slightly after. I never went to see it in the cinema, but
I definitely saw it in the cinema because I was scared. Not as scared as I was of Batman. What was the scary Batman with the penguin?
Batman
Returns.
That's the one. I was so scared of that I had to leave. As a child, but I was not too scared of Jurassic Park, but I was still pretty scared.
I don't remember being ever too scared of it. I remember everyone always talking about the bit with the dinosaur in the toilet, and I always thought. I think I always took that the wrong way. I don't remember a dinosaur coming out of a toilet. No, the bit with the dinosaur in the toilet. It's just the part where, like, you know, the lawyer sitting
on the toilet.
It's on the
toilet, yeah.
Which it's not really as impressive as everyone kept trying to make it sound.
He does eat him, though.
Yeah. I thought it was like a dinosaur coming out of the toilet. That kind of shit.
That would be a pretty different tone.
It'd be a little bit different, or
Well, I have high hopes for Jurassic World. I think it's going to be something special. I think it will be essentially the same thing. Yeah. But it'll just be things go wrong.
Oh,
man. What? Is it huge?
No, I'm just like, these are like largest prehistoric animals. There was at one point in our history of the planet, there were 1 meter long spiders.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Yeah, that is really big. But do you guys have high hopes for Jurassic World? Are you excited for Jurassic World?
I'm looking forward to it. I mean, I quite enjoyed Jurassic Park 3.
Me too!
Like, I mean, I think it kind of loses its way towards the second half, but...
That opening bit is scary, though, with the boat.
Hmm.
That's scary.
What, of the third one?
Yeah.
Also, the part with the...
What the fuck eats that guy? I'm sorry. What eats that guy? He goes...
A pterodactyl. Yeah.
They don't get out. They don't. There's a big plot point about how...
Pterodactyls can fly.
Well, they get out.
They're stuck in an enclosure until the end of that movie, and then they get out, and they're like... They're going to spread.
Well, maybe one of them already
is. That happened in the first one as well, though. It was like they're leaving the island and you see a load of them flying as well.
Yeah, you do.
I was watching that. There was a few things I noticed.
That's a different island.
Yeah, it was a different film. It was a very different film. It was a different shark.
Sorry.
Go on.
But like the part where it comes out of the shadows, or not shadows, the fog, and just kind of walks along. At first you think it might be the guy. Well, you kind of know it's not going to be. I thought that was a very creepy scene. And I know some people find it funny, some people find it stupid.
Find it kind of sad.
But the part where Alan Grant falls asleep on the plane and he kind of looks up and...
Dr. Grant.
What part? I don't remember this part.
Yeah, he has like
a dream.
I was seeing years.
He has like PTSD over all the stuff that happens and he dreams about raptors.
Okay, and what do the raptors do? Are they like having a party?
No, it's just the one, there's just a raptor, the plane is empty and then he looks to the side and there's a raptor looking at him and then it goes, Alan, and he wakes up.
I don't remember that part at all.
I thought it was quite creepy. I think it's what I.
Yeah,
think,
I got you the trilogy.
Yeah, you got me the trilogy.
I think it's quite fun. I always think all of them are very fun. I think they all have their holes in them, really.
The Lost World is probably my least favorite, though. It's so I don't know. I like the little guys in the grass. That's cool. Mm.
I quite like that one a lot, but at the same time, there is something a bit weird about it. But none of them kind of live up to the first one.
Something off. I don't know. But yeah.
I'm looking forward to this new one. See what way it's going to go. It sounds like it'll be different.
Heavily adapted from the second one.
Yeah.
From the second book, I mean, there's a huge amount of differences.
Well, isn't there a lot of differences?
I like that there were guys hunting dinosaurs. That's cool.
Yeah.
Although, as a kid, I was always really big into Cadillacs and dinosaurs.
Oh, I love
you remember that.
I love that. I know all those comics.
You know, I loved dinosaurs, and I loved classic cars as a kid, so... That show is so fucking good.
I remember that.
So seeing that, like, kind of partially come to life in the movie was pretty cool. Just, like, dudes in cars chasing after raptors and... stegosauruses and stuff.
I really want a Megalodon. I want the Megalodon eating a great white shark.
I want a Megalodon, Daddy. Get me a Megalodon now.
No, I want this movie to have trilobites. This movie should just be all trilobites.
Please don't show me another picture of a trilobite pipe.
What's that? That's how I imagine trilobites. Have you ever seen the horseshoe crab? They're basically the same thing. They're like, so cute. Sorry, I love
trilobites. Dinosaurs, they don't go.
What's your favorite dinosaur?
My favorite dinosaur is the long-necked dinosaur. The Brontosaurus.
Okay. The long neck.
Because when I was a kid, I was a vegetarian. And that, because I was an annoying kid, clearly. Mm. And
you were basically Lisa from The Simpsons.
Okay. I had a lot of causes. And I loved that they were veggie dinosaurs. And then in the movie, also, they were cute.
Yeah.
Their big head came up.
And it sneezes,
yeah. But it's a bit like our babies when they come out of the tank and they have the really long necks. Mm. It's cool to look at the turtles and see, like, that they are descendants of dinosaurs.
I like stegosauruses.
Why?
With the big critter.
Yeah, why?
They're like big rhinos.
That's true. Mm. They're like big rhinos. Are hippos descended from dinosaurs?
I like the ones that have the big club tails whose name escapes me for a moment.
If Dino was a raptor, he would have eaten the Flintstones.
Those ones are very, very, very distant relatives of turtles.
Cool.
They had like all the really hard stuff along their backs, and then they had the big club tail.
So did our turtles used to have spikes?
Yes.
Like Godzilla?
Possibly, yes.
Ooh.
I've seen a lot. Have you seen, you've seen alligator snapping turtles, right?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, a lot of prehistoric turtles look kind of like that, basically.
They're so cute.
They look like mean crocodile-y turtles. They're like,
rah! It's like Turtles from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2.
And some of them got as big as crocodiles as well. Just cool. Could you imagine a turtle just as big as a crocodile being like, I'm grumpy?
I totally can.
Grumpy. Well, you know, they're so small now because it's so cold. Comparatively.
Is that why they're small?
Yeah.
Oh.
So, but if you're looking by the radiator, it's going to be warm. They're going to get massive. They're going to kill us
all.
They're
going to eat us.
That's how it works, right?
So, yeah. That was your favorite, is the Brontosaurus?
Yeah.
They're like the first ones you see in the movie, I think. As well, there's that scene, you know, where they get out.
That scene always makes me cry.
Uh-huh.
I always cry at that scene when he says, "Welcome to Jurassic Park." I always cry. And then I cry at the end when he's looking at the stick. Oh, my God.
That is kind of heartbreaking because it's like his life's work is just...
I always cry when...
And it does seem like such a cool place.
Trying to grab that guy and he's like, "Shoot her!" It gets me. It's all right. It doesn't really.
Clever girl. One thing I will say, though,
that's my favorite scene in the movie.
It does seem like... Because in the new one, it's about the park is functioning and it's kind of like a luxury resort, which I think is so clever. It's kind of... It might be like a little dig at Disney World, maybe.
Mm.
Because, you know, they have, like, the parks and you stay in the hotel on the premises and everything and you don't go anywhere else. And apparently they're getting, like, something like 200,000 visitors, like, a week or something.
Something insane, probably, yeah.
Which is nuts. But, yeah, I think that's a really cool spin on it and that they, like, Chris Pratt is kind of... What is he tasked with? He has to do something bigger and better, basically.
From what I've heard, and you might want to stop listening if you do this, but from what I've heard from leaks and spoilers and all this shit, is that Chris Pratt.
Not Oliver Platt. I love
not
him.
Not Christopher Mintz.
I do love Oliver Platt.
Oliver Platt in Lake Placid, which is another of my favorite creatures.
Right. His character
animatronic.
His character is like an animal trainer. He trains raptors. He trains like a herd of raptors to hunt for a show.
Mm.
You know, kind of like a dolphin trainer.
Like in SeaWorld, maybe.
Like in SeaWorld. Exactly. The idea apparently behind the whole park is that it's got to the point where... You know when you go to the zoo and you see a little shithead kid who's just like, elephants, who cares?
Yeah.
And you're like, a fucking elephant could crush you. This is so a majestic, giant creature. They're made for life. They're so intelligent. They're capable of mourning. They're dead, you little shit. That kind of thing. So, like, all the visitors in the park are like, whatever, fucking dinosaurs, who cares?
They're used to it now. So, it's been so long.
Apparently, what they do is... And I know you guys have heard this part. They genetically alter and create a new dinosaur to be a new attraction at the park, which Chris Pratt, his show, turns into a show about his raptors fighting this thing.
Okay.
And then I guess eventually it gets out, because, you know, it's one of these movies, so obviously it gets out and starts eating people and stuff, and he has to go.
And what about the Megalodon?
I don't know, that was an idea that was getting thrown around like 2 years ago, so I don't know.
I really want the Megalodon.
I just hope they don't. I always heard about things about weaponized dinosaurs and stuff.
I think that was a joke, though. Yeah, yeah.
No, it wasn't, that was a joke. Really
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought that was a joke.
They were like,
what is real people weaponizing? Weaponizing dinosaurs, weaponizing zombies. They're good enough as they are.
There
come
was
on, people.
A game I played, and it turned out not to be too good. It was called Dino D-Day, which is about an alternate history, World War II, where Hitler clones dinosaurs to fight for
Well, he was a very smart man.
But then I got that other one, Primal Carnage. You saw me play that, where it's hunters against...
Yeah, it was cool.
One team is a bunch of humans and one team is a bunch of dinosaurs and you fight each other. It's fucking crazy. You know, one team has like a T-Rex on their side and everyone else has raptors and like pterodactyls and you're like, as a pterodactyl, you're swooping down and grabbing people and flying off and the raptors are jumping on people and savaging them and there's like a spitting one that spits poison in people's faces. It's fucking brilliant. Sorry, I got carried away.
Well, I touched on it briefly, but I also love Lake Placid because that was also animatronic. So when Oliver Platt's in the water and he's face to face to the crocodile, it really looks real. I love that movie too.
There's an Irish person.
Yes. Do you guys like Lake Placid?
Yeah, I can take it or leave it. I mean, the first one's all right-ish.
I like
it. Doesn't blow my mind. And I like the one I saw when I was younger, but now I watched it again recently. It was just
It's funny.
Your one keeps getting thrown out of the boat, and she keeps grabbing heads and stuff, which is so funny.
Betty White's in the...
I don't like Betty White.
I hate Betty White.
Isn't there that great bit though, where she's like tossing stuff out into the river for the crocodile?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It's her pet crocodile that she's been feeding. Mm. It's got like HGH in it or something, that's why it got so big.
Yeah, exactly.
It's something like one of those things that you give cows.
It's because she's feeding a cow to it as well.
That's it. She leads a cow out and whatever and goes, come and get it.
Mm-hmm.
Is that it?
And then at the end, she's feeding the little babies.
Oh.
Little babies. I love baby crocs. They're so
Me
cute.
Too, they're so cute. They just got one down the country, actually, from... I can't remember where he came from, but there was a picture of him, and he wasn't impressed.
No?
He was like,
I'm a crocodile.
You know, like our turtles, or the turtle, the rock mesh on the road.
No.
So, I want to talk a little bit about...
Yeah?
Sex. Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me.
I want to talk about
all the good things and the bad things.
You are like Chris Jericho today.
Oh, okay.
Arachnophobia.
No!
No.
That what? Movie.
No.
I made my sister watch that when she was really young. It freaked her the fuck out. It was so good.
Yeah.
She was like, ah. We were in some shitty hotel somewhere. I can't remember where.
I don't like spiders.
It's like a spider crawling on the wall.
It was, though.
I don't like spiders.
I don't mind spiders at all. I've never had a problem with them.
Yeah.
I quite like the film, though. It's kind of got a weird kind of comic feel to it. And, well, I guess it is kind of slightly comedy.
Doesn't someone start shooting at them with an nail gun? At one point.
And John Goodman comes in as the exterminator.
Yeah. I always remember that part.
Yeah. Just that...
Yeah, never watched that movie.
No?
No.
Ah, but especially if you don't like spiders, surely it'd be much more fun to watch it then.
No, because then I'm terrified of them, and I'm like, ah!
Isn't that what you want out of a movie?
No. What I get out of horror movies and what you guys get out of horror movies are two completely opposite things.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I watch horror movies because most of them are shitty movies. What are you doing?
What are you doing?
I'm on Twitter making sure people aren't asking us questions.
Are you trying to check out cute girls?
Nope. Definitely not. Means you don't recognize who that person is if you think I think that's a cute girl.
Huh.
Peter, stop it!
Did you see? Oh yeah, you showed your sister. Was she impressed?
No, she was terrified.
Did she get the whole injury?
Yeah.
So what's the plot? Like, they bring back some new sort of super spider from the jungle and it mates with a head spider?
I don't remember. Richard, what's the plot?
So the plot is, I can't remember how they get the spiders, but I think there's something going on in South America and the spider kind of, someone dies or they think someone's died from a spider bite or whatever, they bring back this thing, it's like a relic, isn't it? With the spider, I'm probably getting it completely wrong. But
I do not remember it,
so I'm going to put
that
out there.
He dies out in the jungle from a spider bite.
Yeah, and they bring him back, and
bring back his coffin, and the spider sneaks into it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then the spider, so the doctor in the town, the I think he retired. He's retiring or something like that. So there's a new doctor moving in, who it's someone who's pretty famous.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Sorry, I'll tell you now. Jeff Daniels, that's who it is.
Who's Jeff Daniels?
You know Jeff Daniels from Dumb and Dumber and loads of stuff.
Oh, yeah. Wait, he's in that?
Yeah. Yeah, so...
Wait, was Jeff Daniels in Independence Day?
No. There's a different guy you're thinking of. You're not thinking of Jeff Goldblum. No, you wouldn't.
No, I'm thinking of the guy who looks like Jeff Daniels.
Yeah, I know the guy you're talking about. Dennis Quaid.
They look quite similar, don't they?
Is it Dennis Quaid? No, I know the guy you're talking about.
Yeah, today's our Independence Day, that guy.
Wait, that's Bill Pullman.
Oh, well, shit.
Anyway, arachnophobia, yeah. So he's moved in, he's a new doctor in town, but a lot of people are kind of, oh, we like our old doctor. And then people start dying because the spider's there and it's breeding and the spiders are killing people, essentially. And the town just kind of becomes overrun. And that's pretty much what the film's about. It's just pretty much anyone who has arachnophobia is pretty much their worst nightmare in film form. As one that's always kind of fun to go back to, it was directed by Frank Marshall, who, you know, big old famous Frank Marshall from, like, Back to the Future and... just everything. Yeah.
Ow.
Stop with the Kung Fu Berry Kick.
He's mainly a producer, but he's done plenty of stuff anyway.
Did you watch Eight-Legged Freaks?
I don't remember it at all, though.
Me neither.
Did you watch...
Wasn't David Arquette in that?
I remember the trailer for it, and it was the same year Spider-Man came out, so they had Spider-Man get eaten by a giant spider.
Did they really?
In the trailer, yeah. Have you noticed that movies like this, they tend to have spiders make like these weird like
weird noises,
and it's like
certain spiders can scream though.
Can they?
Mm-hmm.
I saw the giant scorpion movie that was an MST movie. I think it's like Black Scorpion or something, and they all do like this like actually I think that's the one where the scorpion actually makes a noise like this the whole movie. For like, you know, it'll be on the screen for, you know those, you know the way those old creature, they would have it like, the creature would be on screen, but it would be on for way too long, and everyone kind of stands around and goes, oh my god, look at the thing, and then it's like, for 2 full fucking minutes, and then it cuts back, and they're like, it's coming closer to the town! there are a couple of MST creature features featuring spiders.
Mm-hmm.
I forget what it's called, is it Earth versus the Spider? Where a meteor lands on Earth, it's always fucking meteors,
mm-hmm.
or radiation, either one, or radiation for meteors. Meteor hit lands on Earth, but it turns out to be the meteor itself is a spider egg.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
It's rough.
So, like, they do some stuff where, like, the meteor breaks open after someone takes it home, and they have a tarantula running around doing stuff. But then it gets huge, and in the end, they start using these big models. If you've ever seen a GIF online of these two people running up a hill, and then you see these big legs going, like...
Yeah.
Yeah, and they felt that's from that.
Oh, cool.
It was also recorded The movie was made in Wisconsin, so on MST they spend the whole time just going, "Woo, go Packers! Packers won the Super Bowl, yeah!" And then like 20 years later, they actually won the Super Bowl, and lots of people posting videos from that episode of MST.
Awesome.
And there was another one that was literally they just put a tarantula in scale models of. I don't like that one. That one kind of creeps me in.
Okay.
There's also that movie where William Shatner fights a whole town full of spiders.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen that one?
No.
I fucking forget its name, but...
It's not like Town of Dreaded Sundown or something like that?
No, that's not about... That's about a serial killer.
Is it?
A real-life serial killer who would shoot people.
That's so disappointing for something with such a cool name.
I know. I thought that too.
He would shoot people who were, like, making out in cars. He would go up and shoot them.
It's a bit like Zodiac, wasn't it? He stabbed people.
Mm-hmm. And neither of them got... Or not even work out.
Yeah.
So.
10th and then it's a pretty dark one, actually.
I haven't seen it.
It's a pretty dark story, to be honest.
Yeah, I hate that based on a true story shit.
It was an actual adaptation of a real story. It wasn't like inspired by events. They were actually trying to retell it.
Yeah.
Some people got quite angry about some of the liberties they took though. But...
Like what?
Oh, just weird things like certain characters were amalgamated into like one character and stuff, and certain characters were like going out with other characters, but everyone involved was still alive when the movie was made, so it kind of, you know, it mm-hmm. upset some people who are like, I wasn't going out with that person, I wasn't having an affair, and you know, something like that.
We should wrap this up, guys. It's been like an hour and a half.
Yeah. So what's your favourite creature feature part?
I don't know. I have lots. I really love them, so I have lots.
Was it Jaws?
Probably Jaws. Mm-hmm. What about you, Richard?
We're going back to where we started. Probably Gremlins.
Yeah. And Peter?
I don't know. Dress.
Even after all the ones we talked about.
Come on, Peter, pick one.
I don't know. Maybe Gremlins. I really love Gremlins.
Yeah.
The weird thing, though, I mean, we've only kind of touched like the tip of the iceberg here. Because there's so many. So many films.
Creature feature, if you really boil it down to it. So many movies are just about this monster arrived on Earth. It came from beyond the stars.
Not so much nowadays, though.
Not so much nowadays.
They've kind of moved away from it nowadays, which is
sad.
Well,
although there was that creature feature called Creature recently-ish. That was awful. Did you see that?
No.
That was a weird one, because Fangoria picked it as their like one of their picks of the month or whatever, and it is notoriously shit. And what happens is, it's a kind of very generic film, and then the monster pulls someone down into a hole, and then it kind of cuts back, and the person comes out of the hole having killed the monster, but you don't see any final fight.
What?
You don't see the monster being killed. There's no proper big build-up. Like, the third act just is gone.
I suppose Godzilla is the most mainstream, that we've had recently.
It's the beginning of the end with Peter Graves. They have to fight, a plague of giant locusts that are bigger than trucks. Which is great. They have there's a lot of scenes in that movie of them climbing up buildings, and it's literally they put a postcard down and have them crawl up the...
Oh, that's so clever.
Real. Oh, that's a rough one to watch. Real rough.
Jesus, there's so many though. Like, I mean, we'll easily be back around to this again at some point.
I'm sure we'll probably discuss it every time.
Great
to talk
about
the
barrel. There's just so many to talk about.
It'd be easier to just be like, this is a horror movie that isn't a creature feature. You know?
Yeah, almost.
Like slashers, pretty much. But like,
but
even
sure
if you
have
like
slasher creature features,
horror.
Like, you know, Hatchet.
I was just thinking that too. Absolutely.
Even when you go into sci-fi horror, you start to get.
There's an overlap, yeah.
It's a weird slippery slope. But hey, I always love those things. I mean, it's always nice. I always like the older ones because of the physical effects and stuff like that. There's something nice about a good...
The Thing.
Even a shitty rawhead Rex is a cool designed monster is awesome, you know?
Absolutely.
Because the Thing is a creature in that feature.
Well, that's true.
It's a lot of the earlier ones seem to just be very kind of... Not lazy, but it was just like giant X.
Yeah.
Mm. But I've seen other ones. There's like The Incredible Melting Man.
Mm-hmm.
Another MST movie. There's, I don't know, I've already run out of things. Wasp Woman, which isn't really a creature, well, the creatures are regular wasps, I think, so.
Nah.
Yeah.
Cool. Sure. Stuff like that. It is a long, slippery slope.
Mm-hmm.
While we're on the subject of giant X, what situation, what giant... normal everyday monster do you feel would be the scariest to come up against?
I don't know.
So, take a guess. Giant geese, would they be?
No.
No. You wouldn't? They wouldn't scare you?
No.
Have you seen geese? They fuck you up. They're angry.
Do you have an answer to this question?
Well, I'm really afraid of spiders. I think that would be the one where if it happened, I'd just commit suicide.
Would you really?
Yeah, rather than deal with it. Would you like to be caught in the giant spider's web?
No.
And get slowly have your insides sucked out with this awful looking AI fucking...
Richard's trying to say something.
Soulless monster, yeah.
Well, Peter's getting something out here. It's a bit of therapy. No, like, I don't like ants, but even that, I think worst would probably be wasps.
Wasps would be scary, yeah.
Oh, yeah, because they'd sting you.
And like, you'd
keep
always,
going.
Because of their size, well, you'd always hear them non-stop. They're terrifying.
Because regular wasps are scary.
Yeah. Or flying ants.
What about a giant dog? Like Clifford, but wrong. Like Clifford, but mixed with Cujo.
I guess.
Is Cujo a creature feature?
I don't know. Well, yeah, it's not a person.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, so imagine Clifford. You know, the big friendly dog.
Cujo is on Netflix.
But
as
he's
well.
Not so friendly anymore. You're like, I don't know, he was bred for like dog fighting or something, you know. And you're an infant and he's going for you.
You gotta mention cats would suck because cats are shitty enough as it is.
Oh, yeah, cats would play with you before.
Well, your cat.
They'd kill you too. Like, they'd just bat you around and then not understand why you're not moving anymore. Yeah. You know that cat way? And then leave you for a friend.
Yeah. Alright.
Bears? Giant bears, would that be? No? Giant bear?
Bears are scary in general.
Giant bats. Giant sheep. Do you think a giant sheep would be scary?
In a way, yes.
Giant cat.
How giant are we talking? We're talking about Godzilla giant.
Yeah, like bigger than this apartment building.
That's pretty big.
That's really big. Giant frog. Could you imagine a giant frog? And he'd be hopping around, you're like, no! And then you like try to run away, and he just does the tongue, and it goes...
That would be kind of scary as you said it.
Let's get working on this.
Yeah, you got to think about giant creature, or giant regular everyday creatures. Giant sea sponge. Yeah.
Giant seahorse.
Giant jellyfish.
They have those though. Manowars.
But like, you know,
I always mix them up because of the bands.
But they're always like big because of their length of the tentacles and stuff. But if the actual jelly part as well was massive, imagine.
But the jelly part is massive on a manowar.
Is it?
Yeah.
Like, imagine the size of this building though.
Like my grandparents saw one and they said it was the size of a car.
They're quite big.
It was
big,
huge.
Yeah.
They didn't know what it was. They looked down and they just saw black.
Ooh.
Yeah, scary. I've never been stung by a jellyfish.
You know, we've had as like the human race.
Yeah.
Have discovered our own, you know, giant monsters.
Have we?
Yes. People have actually discovered an actual giant squid.
Oh yeah.
Long thought to be a seaman's tail.
How big was it?
Massive, huge, fucking, as if I remember right, the one they found, they're like, this is an infant.
Oh god.
We found a child squid. So as a kid I was always like really into that too. I was always into cryptids like Sasquatch and Bigfoot, who are the same guy. And I think of it. But you know, but giant squids were one of them. And to see it actually turn out to be true is kind of cool. And kind of scary too, because it's like, what if there are giant wasps?
Where are they? Where are they hiding? We'd hear them.
Hives.
Where? Really massive hives. I'm the queen. Hives. No, you're not.
Yeah, what if a mountain near your house turned out to be a giant anthill and you didn't know?
On that note, we should wrap this up now.
Why?
Because it's rambling.
It's rambling? Rambling. So what do you got coming up then, bitch?
Fright Fest.
So you're going to Fright Fest. What you going to do there? Do you have all your movies picked out yet? Or
no.
Lots of ice cream.
You're just going to take it as
lots,
it comes?
Lots of ice cream. We're going to cover as much as we possibly can, interview as many people as we possibly can, and hopefully make new friends.
You so don't sound into that.
Because we...
Make new friends.
We totally did that last
because
year.
Because we used up the ones we made last year.
I made friends in the queue, and one of them was attractive, so there you go.
Thanks.
It's okay. He was married.
It makes you a hussy. Homewrecker! yeah, so are there any movies you're looking forward to?
Loads. But we already discussed them previously.
Yeah.
Did you mention Robert Englund?
No, that was only confirmed recently. Robert Englund's going to be there. Woohoo!
He did his last appearance as Freddy in makeup recently.
I saw that. Very sad.
Yeah. I guess there's going to be no more Nightmare on Elm Street with him.
Good, it's over.
I didn't say that.
It's run its course.
Freddy's dead. The new
Freddy's
Nightmare.
Freddy's dead, baby.
But he said a new dream child warrior nightmare.
I really have to pee.
You really have to pee?
Yeah.
But do you have anything you're writing in the next week?
I've got to do a Fright Fest overview. I've got to do Horror Icon. I've got to do Raw. I'll do SummerSlam. I'll do Raw again. I don't know. Stuff comes up during the week.
And Richard, you doing any written?
Nah.
He's busy.
I don't, yeah. Me not writing much anymore. Me English not so good no more. No. I'm just busy getting other things
going. Me fail English? That's impossible.
Hopefully, trying to chase up leads with Philby stuff. We'll see what happens. But mainly, at the moment, try to get through and get to Fright Fest, and then we'll see what's on the other side. It's like, you know, it's like BFF and then PFF.
Oh, yeah. Best friends forever. Best friends forever. Okay.
Both it.
So, and me, I'm just more art. That's yeah. Art. Tons of art. Never stop arting. Arting and farting. That's the two things I do really well.
Classy.
You should hear me fart.
Stay classy, San Diego.
So what's your... If you someone wants to get in touch with you, Twitter or anything?
Okay. Our Twitters are...
Twitter's with a Z?
Twitter's...
Cool. We wear our hats sideways.
Ha! Tweet us at Horror Lives. Or tweet us personally if there's one of us that you particularly hate.
Oh.
Peter is...
I have a new one now.
Peter has a new one, and I don't know what it is.
Because it's something I don't want to talk about.
What is it, Peter?
It's shoehead underscore art.
So S-H-O-E-H-E-A-D underscore A-R-T.
It's spelled properly now.
Okay. So. Mine is Joey L-D-G, and Richard's is Rich M. Waters. And if you want to email us, you can email horrorlives@gmail.com.
Have you ever checked on email?
I check it every day.
You do?
I have it open now. Or...
Do we ever get any emails?
Yeah, it's all Twitter and stuff. Or you can ask us questions on Tumblr if you want to remain anonymous, if that's more your bag, and it's horrorlives.tumblr.com.
Did all the people you asked to ask us questions ask any questions this week? Do you want to check there?
I checked it already.
Open up the mailbag.
There was just too many questions that we felt would be better.
There were too many questions, so we're going to have to answer all the questions next time because we have loads of questions. We sure do. We're also on...
The email section of our podcast is great.
And we're also on Facebook, Horror Lives. And you should like us on Facebook because Facebook is where we share things that
like
are
our
fun.
Our feelings, our poetry.
Like how much we hate each other.
No, I can't get into that page anymore.
How come?
I'll talk about it later.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
Don't want to talk about it. I don't want to... Talk about it! What?
And on that
No,
bombshell.
No, this is not how we're ending this.
Well then end it properly!
I'll end you. Yeah, do you want to talk about him? Do you want to mention that he was
Emmett Scanlon. Did you see Emmett Scanlon in Guardians of the Galaxy?
No, who was he in it?
He was, remember when they went to the prison, and then he was one of the guards, and then he was
the
killed.
Guy with the big pedo mustache, he was like, oh.
He had his actual accent. Good for you, Emmett Scanlon.
I don't know where they went, that guy.
Remember?
They kill him.
Not at all.
Spoilers.
Well, go on.
I knew he was in the film, but I completely forgot going to watch it because I was supposed to be looking out for him.
He's cool.
Did you see the Stan Lee?
Was easy. Did you see Lloyd Kaufman?
No.
I didn't. I saw after the TV.
He was like someone's voice or something?
No, Lloyd Kaufman, he's when they get into the prison, it does like
a prison.
And like they look up and they look across like people standing by the rails and he's one of those guys.
Oh.
And I think Nathan Fillion was the voice of the first guy who
he's
tries
the
to
the guy who gets the stuff in his nose, yeah. Who else? There were tons of other people in there. You know, James Gunn cast that one guy and everything. What's his name?
Not Sean Gunn, is it? His brother?
Oh, Sean Gunn wasn't it, yeah. But no, the other guy, the Reddick.
Michael Rooker?
Yeah, Michael Rooker, who was great. He was so
him.
Good.
He was an asshole anyway.
Oh, Michael Rooker, too awesome.
I love seeing Michael Rooker and shit. Mm-hmm. He's great.
Great and bomb. He's a bomb in Mallrats, yo.
He was great in Mallrats.
Yeah, he was.
Are we going to stop recording now?
Well, I'm sorry. I'm just talking about how great Michael Rooker is. We can dig it. No? Shaft?
We should have just ended it there.
That's it, is it?
Yeah. Did you hit stop?
The guy who...
Swallow this. I devil, and I am here to do the devil's work.
Yeah, they're dead. They're all messed up.